Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm sympathetic to the challenge you face with so many diverse views, while at the same time, many delegations and other groups voice their desire for progress after years of discussions. So scientists like me like to quote Einstein. So just as iCrack did yesterday, today I offer one. In the midst of difficulty lies opportunity. In that spirit, I offer two practical steps to address barriers that keep us from greater progress. The first involves the difference among states on a fundamental question regarding autonomous weapons. This fundamental question is the machine a warfighter, or is it a tool used by the warfighter? This makes a big difference. It has, for example, we've heard discussion about coding an IHL to autonomous weapons, or having machines exercise IHL requirements, such as proportionality. These would apply if the machine were the warfighter, but not if they're tools used by warfighters. And these different views on this fundamental question within our body make collective progress challenging. If the group could agree on an answer to that fundamental question, that would be a major achievement, and we could be more productive in our discussions. The second barrier concerns context. We all agree the context is important, but only a few states have provided practical examples that shed light on details regarding context. While there are calls for various solutions, any solution must consider the wide possible set of applications and environments. For example, practical discussions about requirements for control of autonomous systems may make intuitive sense in the context of ground operations in an urban environment, a context that is unfortunately all too familiar in recent years. But they may not transfer in a meaningful way to other use cases, such as use of autonomous weapons in air and missile defense or in submarine warfare. The UK and ICRC both pointed out there are a number of very specific and pertinent questions about context that this forum has not yet answered systematically. This suggests that the group could benefit from detailed discussion of human involvement and control in a range of specific use cases and different operational environments. We have valuable frameworks provided by Australia this session, the UK, the Netherlands, and others. I suggest we take the next step and apply them for a variety of specific use cases. We can see what principles regarding human control and involvement apply in all cases, and what differences we see in different environments and contexts. States could also share their best practices for those use cases. This approach could help facilitate your goal, Chairman, to be very precise and specific, and to help make tangible progress that many are anxious for. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for your attention.